Now, the airport passenger duty, or the air passenger duty, to give it its proper title, is often being spoken about, and it's seen as a huge disadvantage in this part of the world. The latest research would suggest that, indeed, jobs could be created if it was done away with. Let me speak to Yul Khoi, who is the Business Development Director at Belfast International. Yul, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Where are we with this at the moment? There's no air passenger duty in the Republic of Ireland. There have been a lot of calls for it to be abolished here. Who is it down to? Is it down to the government in England, or is it down to the government that we don't have?
Well, in terms of background on this, Frank, APD has been an impediment, I think, to the entire air service industry in the UK for almost 25 years. The tax, as you say, was removed in the Republic of Ireland by Mr. Varadkar when he was the Transport and Tourism Minister in 2014. And at that stage, his rationale was that air passenger duty in the UK was very high, and they saw it in the Republic of Ireland as adding to their advantage. So they've effectively targeted the industry here in order to grow the industry in the Republic. So it clearly is, it's a uniquely damaging tax in terms of Northern Ireland. It is very high in terms of the quantum. The tax itself is the highest of all air taxes across Europe. And as I say, it's peculiarly detrimental to Northern Ireland in UK terms simply because of the geography and the land border.
So it's down to the Exchequer in London to remove it if we want it removed.
Yeah, essentially it's not a devolved matter. It is controlled through Treasury at the moment. What is taking place is there is a review, an official review, which has been set up in March of this year. The deadline for submissions from interested parties was yesterday, the 5th of June. There will be a process now of evaluation through Treasury and a report into the recommendations of that study by the autumn statement, I believe, in October or November.
Thousands of jobs could be created if it was done away with. How does that work?
Well, I mean, we clearly, if you look at tourism in its widest sense in this part of the world, indeed right across the island of Ireland, tourism is something that we have got huge potential in respect of. If you look at what we've got in Northern Ireland, the big ticket items, the Game of Thrones sets, Titanic, the Causeway Coast, the Gulf, there's a huge opportunity to spread the wealth across the entire province into other areas. If you look at the Goblins, the Walled City, the Lakelands, the museums, the National Trust properties, the zoo, the Crumlin Road Jail, you know, we are hugely blessed with a wealth of assets here with regard to tourism, literally situated on a postage stamp. And if you look at what they've done in the Republic of Ireland over a number of years, they've harnessed that extremely well. They have a huge number of people directly and indirectly employed within the tourism industry and industries depending upon tourism. We have obviously got aspirations. We've made many statements about what we hope to aspire to with regard to tourism. It is our view, and we're glad that it's been corroborated by experts such as Mark MacDonald, who've scripted this report, that access is absolutely central. The catalysts to driving real tourism value in Northern Ireland will be direct access and focused marketing. If we can drive the airlines to develop international networks, we can get people arriving right into the heart of Northern Ireland. The facts are they will stay longer when they arrive in the heart of Northern Ireland. The hotel dwell will be longer. The margins in the hotels will be longer. The investment will then flow into the hotel industry in even greater quantums. And you will literally create a virtuous circle of development and growth within the tourism industry. So, you know, we see this potential to take away air passenger duty and give Northern Ireland an equal chance in this regard as a short-term investment for the long-term good in this region.
Would we automatically see the price go down, or would the airlines hide it somewhere else?
Well, I mean, I think the notion that the tax would be taken away must be reflected in the air ticket. I mean, clearly the airlines would have to be persuaded to add additional routes. We believe that is very doable. I mean, we had a Routes Aviation Conference here in spring of last year. We got extremely positive feedback from that conference, from the entire aviation industry on a European and global basis. So, you know, we're well situated to take advantage of this if we can have the tax set at a competitive level versus the airports in the Republic of Ireland. The idea of taking away the tax is that it should be reflected in the airfare, and therefore it should attract more people to visit this part of the world and to stay longer in this part of the world. And obviously, as I said, the natural knock-on impacts of that are that the tourism industry will actually achieve the potential that we all believe that it has.
And you're getting into the busy season now as well. People will be flying in, flying out. You're fit and ready to cope, Yul?
We are, yes. We're very busy. We've never been as busy, Frank, to be honest. We will break records this year in terms of traffic flows through the airport. Clearly, we have been in the media on a number of occasions over the course of the last few weeks. Everything is flowing fine with regard to the operation. One thing we would say with regard to people coming to the airport is please leave appropriate time to come to the airport. The airlines are recommending 2 hours with regard to turning up before your flight at this time of year. And the most important thing for people turning up is that they bring the appropriate size of hand baggage with them. So if the hand baggage will not fit into the cabin of the aircraft, it will not travel through the security point. It also must be packed correctly with regard to the advice and regulation, and that essentially means if you have laptops, electrical items, iPads, Kindles, sharps in your hand luggage, or indeed liquids, they need to be presented separately at the central search area. Indeed, belts as well. So those things need to be presented outside of the baggage whenever people arrive. If that is done, then people will find that they will pass through. Where we're finding challenges, yesterday morning, as an example, we collected 5 large bin bags of non-compliant items in the first wave yesterday morning at Central Search. So the key issue is that when people come to the airport, that they are prepared and packed appropriately in order to flow quickly through the search area.
Yeah, people may be just getting a bit more complacent than they used to be. And you had your hassles, we touched on it a few weeks ago, with seemed to just be lack of security staff. Has that been sorted out?
Yeah, we've employed and recruited additional staff, both in security and in customer services. So that system has now been upgraded with regard to the peak times. And obviously, as I say, we will be busy over the summer. So we've manned accordingly in that regard. And we would just ask our passengers to prepare themselves in order to make the journey as free and speedy as possible through the airport.
Okay, Yul, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you. So if you're heading to the airport, the advice is pretty straightforward. Just adhere to the rules and you'll get through. Yul Hoey, the Business Development Director at Belfast International Airport, repeating that call as we made many times for the eradication of APD, the air passenger duty that we all have to pay in the north, but we don't have to pay in the south.